All right, in the back end of this home-and-home, Merrimack defeats Providence tonight by a score of 3-2 here at J. Tom Lawler Arena. Max Lundgren's with us, co-worry of the game with 40 saves tonight. And, Max, you know, coming off of last night's game, the way that game developed, knowing what you guys would have to do tonight, first of all, what was the goal coming into tonight's game?
Just to play hard. We know they're a hard-working team, so outwork them and then just seal the deal and win the game.
You guys get a couple of goals in the first period. Give you guys a little bit of breathing room there, at least, you know, 2-0 lead. How was it at that point?
It's very nice as a goal as well to get that kind of leverage up by 2 goals. And then I think the team, like, we play on with another confidence when we're up as well, making it easier for us to play our own game and focus on our own stuff than focusing on them.
You know, if you go back to, I guess, you know, last night's game, I know you guys didn't have the lead, but still it was a tie game at 1-1. As that game went along last night, it seemed like, you know, they were able to get more and more chances, and you know, eventually, obviously, they got enough goals to win the game. But, you know, tonight, to a certain extent, you guys were able to push back at that. You know, it seemed like, especially in the second period and part of the third, where, you know, I mean, you're the goaltender back there, right? So you see the whole ice. It seemed like the neutral zone play, especially for you guys were able to kind of break that up as they were trying to come through the center of the ice.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game as well, to keep our forwards further up on the ice, to give our decent space as well, to, like, pass down the puck and just keep down low. So making their Ds work harder. And, like, it didn't seem like they wanted to work in their own D zone. So us playing hard and chipping down the pucks made it easier for us to play our game as well, as I said before. And it really helped us to win tonight.
A lot of special teams this week, and a lot of power plays for both teams last night and tonight. How was it facing that as a goalie?
I thought our PK did a great job both tonight and yesterday as well, giving me, like, an open side to see the shots, making the first saves, and then taking care of the rebounds. And I mean, it's tough, obviously, as a goalie. I always need to be ready for shots to come and passes and all of that. But I think our PK did a great job this weekend. And it didn't seem like it was that much of special teams as it really was.
They seem to be, Providence, I'm saying, seems to be pretty good at trying to get traffic around the net, trying to get bodies to the net, and pucks, obviously, as well. You had to be pretty sharp there to see everything that was going on.
Yeah, and they have some tall players as well, but luckily I'm tall as well, so I can look over most of the players. I have some two tall guys, at least, that I struggle a little bit with, but no, they had a good net front, but just working as hard as I can to just get an eye on the puck and then trying to read it from there, basically.
How about that third period? You know, they obviously got a couple of goals to come back and, you know, make it close, make it tight. I think they had maybe half of their shots in the third period. You know that there's going to be pushback from them as they're trying to come back in the game. But, you know, when you look back at the third period, what was important there for you guys to be able to hold on?
Just don't get stressed. Play with confidence and don't fall into their game. Like, play our own game, just rely on what we are good at doing, and just play our own game and keep the lead.
What's the mindset when you do give one up? Like I said, you know, they got one to make it 3-1 a little while later, you know, to 3-2, but what are you guys trying to do at that point to try to you know, put that behind you and come back?
I mean, for me at least, I just try to look for the next shot. I'm trying to be a goldfish out there, literally, trying to forget about the things that happened before and just focus on the next shot coming. Because if I dig down on what I let in or what happened before, it would just be in my head. So just trying to forget about it and just keep working, looking for the next shot.
Is that something that you have to work on, I guess, you know, to say, like, hey, you know, I mean, part of the, I guess, you know, being a goalie is you're going to give up goals. It's going to happen, right? But, you know, the key is what happens after that, right? So what you're saying, the next shot, it seems like that's the important thing.
That's what I've been working on, at least. And just, I mean, since I was a little kid, just trying to get my mind in the right place and don't, like, let it drift away and get mad about stuff, especially as a goalie. And it's, like, very important, because if I don't keep focus, it's getting a lot harder for me. So just trying to focus on the next shot, that's what I do.
So, like we said, you guys have had these close games lately, 5 in a row, I think, here, where, you know, you could have won any one of them, maybe all of them, who knows, but when you did, when the buzzer ran off here and you guys did win this one, what was the feeling at that point?
Just a relief, feeling that we finally got one. I feel like we've been due for a win. We've been deserving it, so it's just a relief, really, to finally get a win and just now keep building from that.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Max. We appreciate it. Max Lundgren, Cole Warrior of the Game. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thank you.